This is a story about some people I think you'll learn to love as much as I do. I've learned a lot from them, as I'm sure you will too by listening to these exciting programs. First, I want you to meet my special friends. Here's Lisa. I'll let her introduce herself to you.
Hi, everyone. My name is Lisa. Now, I have blonde hair, which I like to wear in braids and pigtails. Now, I also have a brother named Tommy. Sometimes we argue, but most of the time we have a lot of fun. Right, Tommy?
Right, Lisa. My name is Tommy, and I have red hair with lots of freckles. I like to play baseball and to play with my friends. A special friend of mine is Spokes.
Thanks, Tommy. I am a special friend, and I want to be a special friend to all the boys and girls who are listening. Sometimes I forget to have fun, so the friendly mirror reminds me.
I'm always reminding you of something, Spokes, but that's what I'm here for. My purpose is to help Tommy, Lisa, Spokes, and you, our listener, to learn many new and exciting things. And now here's our favorite storyteller, Loretta, to tell you more about us.
Thanks, friendly mirror, and Tommy, Lisa, and Spokes. We're ready to begin our first story called Create Your Own World. Lisa is in her room arranging her hairbrush and comb on her new dresser. Her parents have just bought her an antique dresser with three drawers and a mirror on top of it. Tommy walks into Lisa's room because he wants to play a brand new game he just got.
Hey, Lisa, I have this great new game. Do you want to play it with me?
I can't. Can't you see I'm busy? I'm cleaning up my new dresser.
That's a silly thing to do, cleaning up that old dresser. It's not going to look any better.
Tommy, you don't even know what you're talking about. This dresser and mirror is an antique.
An antique? I remember when Mommy called Daddy an antique.
Tommy, that has nothing to do with this dresser. An antique is something valuable. It's something that's old and you take care of for a long time.
Well, that sounds just like Daddy to me. He's old and Mommy's been taking care of him for a long time.
At that moment, Lisa and Tommy heard a strange yawn that seemed to come from the other side of the room.
Oh, what kind of a noise is that?
I don't know. I thought you did it.
I did not.
Well, I didn't do it.
No sooner had they both spoken than a sock came flying through the air from nowhere, it seemed, and hit Lisa right on the head.
Ouch! Tommy, did you throw that dirty, stinky sock at me? Wait till I tell Mom and Dad.
I didn't throw any sock at you. If I was going to throw something, I'd throw something better than a silly old sock.
Before Tommy could say another word, another sock flew through the air and hit Tommy right on the head.
Lisa, did you throw that stinky sock at me?
I didn't throw a sock at you.
You did too.
I did not.
Then Lisa and Tommy heard a strange voice on the other side of the room.
Oh, would you please quiet down out there? I'm trying to sleep. It's not even noon yet.
Lisa looked up and heard that the voice was coming from her new dresser. And she thought this was very strange because she had never heard a dresser talk before.
Hey, I'm going to go see what this is. Now, I don't think this is funny, Tommy, if this is one of your tricks.
Tommy didn't know what to think. He hid behind Lisa and peeked around her to see what was going on in the dresser. All of a sudden, the drawer opened and the strangest looking thing popped out. Why? It looked like two thin wires with a bob on the end of each one. Lisa, who was trying to be brave, jumped back and hid behind Tommy.
Wow! It looks like a spaceman to me.
Oh, where?
They heard the strange voice ask.
I'm sure it must be a spaceman because there are two wires with bulbs on top. They must be his radar antennas, and they droop.
Lisa peeked out from behind Tommy and saw a giant round shape. It was black, and it was coming out of the drawer behind the two wires with bulbs on top.
Oh, ick! It's a giant bug! Oh, quick, Tommy, go get me a fly swatter.
Oh, gee, where's the bug?
Did you hear me? Get me a fly swatter. I'm going to hit that
Please
thing.
Please don't hit me. I live in here. My name is Spokes. And who put these stinky socks in my house?
Tommy walked up to Spokes to get a better look at this strange creature. He seemed harmless enough. In fact, he seemed rather friendly.
What are you doing in this drawer of socks?
I'm just trying to get some rest. I have to rest up before I go jogging.
You live here?
I sure do.
How long have you lived in this dresser?
I just moved in here last week, and they told me it was going to be a nice, quiet place. Would you please hold your voices down?
Well, my name is Tommy, and this is my sister Lisa.
Hi.
What did you say your name was?
My name is Spokes, And if you think I look funny, you better look in the mirror.
I sure don't look as funny as you do.
I don't have red dots on my face.
Lisa, he's making fun of my freckles.
You talk about my droopy antennas. Just look at her droopy antennas.
Hey, these are my pigtails.
Well, I suppose I should get up and get ready to do my jogging. Boy, do I feel stiff.
At that moment, Spokes tumbled out of his drawer. He didn't get out like any ordinary person. As he was getting out, he fell flat on his face.
Oh, oh dear.
He was wearing a very different outfit. Shorts, a matching top, tennis shoes, and a very strange hat. On his hat was a wire that extended about 2 feet, and dangling from the end of the wire was a big red apple. When Spokes put his hat on his head, the apple would bob up and down in front of his eyes.
That's the strangest hat I've ever seen. Why do you have a hat with an apple on a wire?
Well, it makes me run faster because I keep trying to catch the apple.
But you can never catch the apple. It will always be in front of you.
But I do catch it.
Well, how do you catch the apple?
When I'm done jogging, I take my hat off and I eat it.
Oh!
I run because it's good for my health, and it makes me feel real good.
Well, is any kind of exercise good for you?
Well, that's what I've heard.
Well, I can do cartwheels. Is that good?
Well, I suppose so, but I don't know how to do a cartwheel.
I play baseball. That must be good too, right?
I guess so, but I always strike out.
Oh, no. Look, it's starting to rain.
Oh, dear. Nothing ever works right for me.
What's happening? What's wrong?
It's raining. Now I can't run. I knew it. My whole day is ruined. I'm going back to sleep.
Oh, how can your whole day be ruined? It's just morning. Today has barely even begun.
Well, I'm going back to bed. My day's ruined. Get these stupid shoes out of my way.
Poor Spokes. He tripped over the shoes and stubbed his toe.
Ow! Just look at me now. I'm limping. Good night. Or good day. Boy, I'll tell you, I don't know what's going to happen, but as soon as I fall asleep, I'm going to have some daymares.
Daymares? That's the silliest thing I've heard. What is a daymare?
It's like a nightmare, only I'm sleeping in the day, so it's a daymare. Oh, I just hit my head.
Spokes decided that was just enough. He disappeared into his drawer, and Tommy and Lisa could still hear him groaning and moaning from underneath his pile of socks.
Oh, dear. I'll never get a decent day's sleep in this house. Those kids are so noisy.
Lisa and Tommy just looked at each other and were about to try to cheer up their new friend Spokes when the phone rang.
Oh, boy, that must be Lynn. I'm supposed to spend the night at her house tonight. Hello? Oh, you can't come out and play today? You're doing what? You're sleeping at Nancy's? Oh, well, I guess I'll just see you tomorrow. Bye!
What's wrong with you?
That, Lynn. I was supposed to spend the night with her, and now she's spending the night with Nancy. My whole day is ruined, and my night's ruined, too.
Lisa was so angry, she jumped up from the floor and knocked over Tommy's model airplane.
Lisa, you clumsy girl, you just knocked over my plane. I've been working on that plane for 2 weeks, and you just broke it.
Well, it's not my fault, it's Nancy's fault. And besides, you shouldn't have left your plane lying on the floor anyway.
Well, I moved it over here so it'd be out of Spokes' way. It's not my fault, it's Spokes' fault.
Will somebody call me?
Boy, have you caused a mess.
Wait a minute. I need some peace and quiet. I'm just trying to get some sleep. I knew it. When I woke up this morning, the whole day was just going to be ruined. Just look at this. You're not going over to your friend's house to sleep?
Yeah.
Tommy's airplane's kaput.
Yeah.
And I can't jog. And in this noisy room, I can't get any sleep either. I just knew it. I told you so. Everybody's day is ruined, and there's nothing we can do about it.
You can just imagine how everyone looked. Tommy looked very upset and was sitting on the floor with his broken airplane. Lisa was lying on her bed looking like she wasn't about to do anything or go anywhere. And Spokes, with his floppy antennas, was sprawled out in his drawer. Everybody looked so sad. Do you ever have a bad day? Can you remember a day when nothing seemed to go right? And did you used to think that there was nothing you could do about that day? Well, let's see if Spokes, Tommy, and Lisa can change their day from a bad day to a happy day. Uh-oh, we better get back to the room quick, because Lisa, Tommy, and Spokes have just heard another strange voice in their room.
Ho, 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 ho. This is an unhappy-looking group.
Oh, what's that?
I don't know. But I think it came from the mirror.
Well, I can never get any sleep around here.
Why are all of you moping around the room on a beautiful day like this?
It is the mirror talking. Wait a minute, what's going on here? First, Spokes pucks out of my new antique dresser, and now my antique mirror talks.
It's really very simple, Lisa. I'm a friendly mirror, and I always get to watch people. People are so funny, I just laugh and laugh. Ho, 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 ho.
Well, I don't think this is very funny. This is an awful day, and it's just begun.
Well, that's what's so funny. Every one of you created a bad day for yourself. Why, it isn't a bad day at all, unless you make it that way.
Oh, no, that's not true. Lisa broke my plane. It wasn't my fault.
Well, Lynn broke her promise to me. She said she was going to spend the night. It wasn't my fault.
And I broke my toe because of that dumb shoe. That wasn't my way. That wasn't my fault.
So Lisa made Tommy have a bad day, Lynn made Lisa have a bad day, and a little old shoe made Spokes have a bad day. Why, you're all allowing other things and people to get the best of you.
I don't understand. What do you mean, get the best of you?
Well, Lisa, let's take your example. Lynn was supposed to invite you over to her house to spend the night.
Yes.
Is that right?
Yeah. She said we were going to spend the night together. And then when I called her, well, she told me she was spending the night with Nancy.
Okay, since that seems to be the case, you now can either be happy or unhappy.
I cannot. I can only be unhappy because it makes me mad. She promised.
Lisa, let's look at your situation again. Can't you choose to be happy and just do something else with your day?
Well, I guess I could. Maybe.
What types of things could you do, Lisa?
Well, I guess I could go out. There's a fair in town, and a lot of my friends will be there, and I could run into them at the fair.
So you can make your day different. You can create your world in a different way, Lisa. Isn't that right?
Yeah, I guess I can.
Okay, decide what kind of a day you're going to create. For that matter, why don't you give your day a name?
Well, if I was going to create a day, I guess I would create I know! I would create a happy day.
That sounds great. Lisa is going to create a happy day. Now let's look at Tommy's situation. How about you, Tommy? How can you change your day?
Well, there's nothing I can do. I worked on this plane for 2 weeks and now it's broken. I can't even fix it. And if you ask me, I think it's pretty dumb to say you create your own day. I can't create a good day. My plane is broken and I feel awful.
Well, Tommy, it is broken. All your unhappiness in the world isn't going to make that plane come back together again, is it?
No, but at least I can get angry about it.
Does it help you to get angry?
Well, not really, but what else are you supposed to do when your dumb sister steps on your plane?
I am not dumb, and it's your fault for leaving it on the floor anyway.
It is not.
Oh, now, you two, let's look at this again. Lisa, you just created a happy day. And Tommy, if you were to create a day and change things, what would you do?
Well, I suppose if I were to create a different type of day, I'd create a reward day so I can earn more money to buy a new plane.
That sounds like a good idea. Just turn your day around. Create a reward day so you can earn some money to buy another plane. Spokes, what about you? Do you think you can change your day?
Oh, there's nothing I can do about the weather or my swollen toe.
So you can't do anything. Is that right, Spokes?
Well, when it rains, it's always a good day to sleep.
Well, I'll tell you what. We'll let Spokes sleep a while, and Tommy and Lisa, you go out and create your days. And when you come back, you can tell Spokes and me what has happened.
And with that, Spokes started snoring and went to sleep. Lisa and Tommy couldn't wait to go out and create their happy day and reward day. Later that afternoon, Tommy and Lisa came back really excited. Spokes was still sound asleep in his drawer. Lisa went up to the friendly mirror to tell about the happy day she had just created.
Oh, I can't believe what happened. I created a happy day. Everything went right. I met lots of new friends.
Now, wait a second, Lisa. Start from the beginning so I can hear all about your happy day.
Well, Friendly Mirror, I went out and I created a happy day. Well, at first I thought it was kind of silly, but then I decided, why not? Why not have a happy day? So I went to the fair, and I met these three new kids from my school, and old Friendly Mirror, we had a great time riding the rides and playing games, and then guess what? They invited me to go to the movies with them tonight. Gosh, I had such a fun day. It really was a happy day.
Oh, Lisa, that's great. Now, how do you feel about not having Lynn over?
Well, I guess I understand, because she had something else to do. So I just had a happy day anyway. You know, Friendly Mirror, you're right. It really works. It really is up to me. I can either be mad or sad, or I can be happy. And you know what? I'd rather be happy and have a good time, because it sure is a lot more fun.
Tommy could hardly wait till Lisa finished telling about her happy day, so he could tell all about his reward day.
I had a great day. Do you want to hear about it?
Of course, Tommy. What kind of a day did you have?
Well, I went out and I was walking down the street because I was just going to see my friend Ralph. Then I saw Mr. Jones repairing his garage door. He was having some trouble, and he asked me if I could help. So I said, sure, Mr. Jones, I'd be glad to help.
How did you help, Tommy?
I helped him hold a board. While I was holding the board, he would nail it in. Well, we worked on it for about an hour, and we talked and talked. Mr. Jones is really fun to talk to. He talks about so many interesting things. He used to play baseball and football, and he told me all about sports. Then, Friendly Mirror, do you know what happened?
No, what happened, Tommy? I can't wait to hear.
After I finished, I was just about ready to move on. Mr. Jones pulled some money out of his pocket and said that he wanted to pay me for helping him. At first, I didn't want to take it because I just had a good time. But he said he really wanted me to have it, and now I just have enough money to go out and buy me a new model airplane.
That's just great, Tommy. You created a reward day, and look what happened to you. You had a lot of fun and earned some money, too. When you create your own world any way you want it, that means you don't allow other things or people to make you angry.
They always have all the good luck. Nothing turns out right for me.
My folks, I thought you were still asleep.
How can I sleep around here with all this chattering about creating your own world?
Spokes pulled himself slowly out of his drawer and started to fix his running outfit.
Why, Spokes, I never realized how good you looked in your outfit.
Really?
Yeah, you look great. Hey, I bet you're a good jogger, too.
Well, I think so.
Well, do you jog very much?
Well, I got started jogging yesterday.
You know what, Spokes? I think you could create a body beautiful day.
Do you really think so?
Yeah.
Me?
Why not? You can create your own world if you want to, Spokes.
Well, I suppose I could. My outfit does look pretty good.
See, Spokes, all you have to do is to take responsibility for your life. What that means is to never blame anyone else or anything for your problems.
But I always blame myself.
That's the same thing, Spokes. It's important not to blame yourself, not to blame Lisa, not to blame Tommy. And by all means, don't blame the rain. See, you just create your own world. You can change your unhappiness to happiness anytime you want.
Well, I suppose even though it is raining, I can exercise right here in the house.
And with that, Spokes started doing some exercises in the room. Tommy counted his money and decided how he was going to earn more money to buy his model plane. Lisa was smiling and thinking of all the wonderful friends she had met. It turned out that the Friendly Mirror was quite right. You can create your own world, and you can do anything you want to. And so, I would like you to think about that for yourself. Isn't it true that you too can create your world? You can have fun. You can do anything you want to. In fact, all you have to do is to remember, never blame anyone else or anything else, or even yourself for the things that go wrong. You can do the same thing Tommy, Lisa, and Spokes are doing. They are learning about responsibility and how they can create a good day every day. Now, Friendly Mirror, can you tell us what we need to remember?
Sure. Now, Spokes, Tommy, Lisa, and boys and girls, take out your growth cards and read the friendly lessons with us. First, let's start with our special word.
Our first special word is responsibility.
That's right. And our friendly lesson is, I am responsible for my actions and feelings. Now, boys and girls, I'll repeat our friendly lesson again. I am responsible for my actions and feelings. Now I want you to say our friendly lesson with Spokes, Tommy, and Lisa. All together now. I am responsible for my actions and feelings. Once again. I am responsible for my actions and feelings. That's great.
Now our second special word is create.
Our friendly lesson is, I create my own world with good thoughts. Now, boys and girls, I'll repeat our friendly lesson again. I create my own world with good thoughts. Now, I want you to say our friendly lesson with Spokes, Tommy, and Lisa. All together now.
I create my own world with good thoughts.
Once again. I create my own world with good thoughts.
Now our third special word is happiness.
And our friendly lesson is, I can be loving and happy whenever I choose. Now, boys and girls, I'll repeat our friendly lesson again. I can be loving and happy whenever I choose. Now, I want you to say our friendly lesson with Spokes, Tommy, and Lisa. All together now.
I can be loving and happy whenever I choose.
Once again, gang.
I can be loving and happy whenever I choose.
Very good. Now, you too, boys and girls, can create your own world. And we all want you to have a happy day.
Yay!
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.